Maite's green high-top Converse sneakers. Uvalde is family to me, by Bill Berkowitz. She could only be identified by her green high-top Converse sneakers. 10-year-old Maite Rodriguez will never again wear those green high-tops. You can get killed in a Texas classroom, and the governor won't give a damn. Maite was first identified by her sneakers. The AR-15 style rifle so ravaged her and many of the other 18 young kids that DNA was needed to identify them. You can get killed in a Texas classroom and the governor doesn't give a damn. Maite drew a heart with a marker on the right toe of her green Converse. These are the same Converse on her feet that turned out to be the only clear evidence that could identify her after the shooting. Uvalde native Matthew McConaughey said during a news conference at the White House while his wife Camilla held up a pair of green Converse. You can get killed in a Texas classroom by an AR-style rifle and the governor doesn't give a damn. You can get killed in a Texas classroom by an AR-style rifle and the governor doesn't give a damn. As a young boy, my high-top Converse sneakers meant everything to me. Wearing them to school, on the asphalt in the playground after school, on the street playing kick the can, and even in my Bronx apartment. On May 24, Maite wore her green high-top sneakers to school. Green was her favorite color, and she wanted to help save the planet by becoming a marine biologist. Maite's green Converse cannot dance by themselves, cannot play by themselves, cannot draw on themselves. Without Maite, they are empty, like our hearts. Now that dream is destroyed by another senseless massacre, and the governor doesn't give a damn. An AR-15 style rifle slaughtered 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. For these children and teachers, and they are our children and our teachers, there will be no future. You can get killed in a Texas classroom by an AR-15 style rifle, and the governor just doesn't give a damn.